Texte numéro 97. When the sword speaks louder than words. After Russia was accused of deliberately destroying a human aid convoy in September 2016, the American ambassador to the United Nations said the world had reached a turning point. The Russians, who refused to halt their relentless bombing of Aleppo, accused the Obama administration of blaming Moscow for its own failures. The UN, once again lost for words, claimed Syria had become a slaughterhouse, a pitiless human catastrophe. Nobody seems to know what to do. The crisis has been developing for 5 long years. Repeated attempts to get a peace process on the rails have failed. Ceasefires have come and gone, always broken within days, sometimes hours, under a deluge of mutual recriminations. Yet this crisis is now about more than the people of Aleppo or Syria or even US-Russian relations. The war has destabilized modern countries such as Turkey. It has sparked an unprecedented movement of refugees and migrants across Europe's borders, with dramatic consequences. It has fueled the rise of terrorism. It has distracted attention and resources from other horrendous war zones. Most significantly, it has dramatically exposed the weakness of the UN system and the growing disrespect shown by states for international law. Russia has been repeatedly warned that its airstrikes against civilian targets, hospitals and schools constitute war crimes. Its annexation of Crimea in 2014 was the sort of direct land grab most people thought belonged to the bad old days. Generalized use of cyber warfare is a new and disturbing aspect of serial disregard for international norms. All this risks a fundamental erosion of the UN Charter, which has the objective of conditions under which justice and respect from treaties and international laws may be maintained. Disrespect for the UN and its institutions is a spreading issue, as seen by the apparent impunity enjoyed by those who attack its peacekeepers and agencies, like in South Sudan, when aid workers were deliberately assaulted by the army. The failure of international law is dramatically highlighted by states continuing to ignore charges of genocide and crimes against humanity. The International Criminal Court is the key legal arm of an international system ratified by the Treaty of Rome in 2002. However, a tendency towards impunity has been encouraged by the US and other major countries that refuse to sign. A double standard that allows Washington to complain about flouting of international law in Syria and Ukraine while forgetting the precedent set in 2003 when the Bush administration invaded Iraq without UN legal authority. Long-term damage is not confined to Syria. Lawless behavior by powerful states is corroding the crucial institutions created in 1945 to prevent global conflagration. If international law is repeatedly ignored, we are sinking into barbarity. Adapted from The Observer, October 2016.